Do you want to get smarter about your health but feel overwhelmed trying to separate fact from fiction? Well, I deeply understand that, and that's why I wanted to find a source that we both could trust, you and me, and I found this podcast. So let me introduce you to the Zoe Science and Nutrition Podcast. With the help of world-leading scientists, they help you make smarter, healthier choices every single week. And don't just take my word for it. Avid podcast fan Joanne's Apple Review says this. Joanne's Apple Review says, Zoe Science and Nutrition is always informative and always understandable, and that she's definitely a healthier person listening to this and following Zoe's advice, which I love. We love sources that you can trust. And if you're ready to join millions of others like Joanne, transforming their health and like me, then search for Zoe Science and Nutrition wherever you listen to your podcast. I promise you will not regret it. It is an awesome show, and I've learned so much from it. Go check it out.
This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
The first step to healing will always be at the point of awareness and understanding. The question is, how do we do this? How do we dive into this deep healing, especially by ourselves without a mentor or a guide or really someone to help us along? And that's where this concept of shadow work comes into play. This is going to be a mini, mini, mini episode. It's on shadow work. Let's demystify this concept. Let's demystify this shit. And let's go.
More personal, more vulnerable, more open, more fucking real than ever. Who's ready to strip down and dive in? I'm Kayla Rose, and this is Skinny Dipping, the rebirth.
You've arrived at your destination.
And we're back. Before we get into it, guys, make sure to subscribe. If you're new, leave a rating, leave a review, share this with somebody that you love. You can follow me on all platforms, TikTok, Insta, YouTube at SundazedKK. And the podcast is, of course, at Skinny Dipping Diaries on Instagram. Really wanted to talk about this concept of shadow work. It is so mystified, right? Like, by mystified, what I mean by this is it's mystical. It feels unreachable, unachievable. It's like, what is this? It seems confusing. And the reality of it, when we actually look at shadow work, it's something that everyone can do. And for me, it's been the hugest part of my personal healing, growing mental health, spirituality journey. What the fuck is shadow work? Let's talk about it. I want to demystify it because it's something that we can all do. It's something that we can all actively participate in order to heal ourselves deeper, in order to understand and know and love ourselves deeper. And that's the why. That's why shadow work is so important. It's a key part of healing because we don't want to look at the messy shit, right? We don't want to look at the shit that hurts. We don't want to deal with it. We want to push it away. We want to run away from it. We want to distract and avoid. But true healing comes from looking at yourself and being honest with yourself, owning your shit, looking at the parts of yourself and the parts of your life that are hard to look at. And that is why shadow work is so important. So what is shadow work? Everyone's like, do your shadow work, do this. But no one is ever like, how do you do shadow work? What is shadow work? And that's why I wanted to talk about it, because so many people message me and they're like, what's shadow work and how do I do it? And in the simplest terms, it's looking at your shadow. It's looking into the deepest, darkest parts of yourself that you maybe don't want to look at. And that's okay. I just want to say, like, there is no shame if you feel that way. You should not feel bad for not wanting to look at those parts of yourself, because your brain and your body is just trying to protect you from the pain that you've been through and the pain that you may be currently experiencing. You're just trying to protect yourself. So don't shame yourself for wanting to avoid those deepest, darkest parts of yourself. Because one, we all do it. We all do it. And it is a very common theme within this human experience, is that we want to distract and avoid and not deal with those deep, dark, and painful parts of ourselves. And also, it's literally your brain trying to protect you. Your brain is always trying to do this thing from an evolutionary standpoint where it's always trying to protect you. Its main goal is to keep you safe and to keep you alive. So in any way that it can help that, it always does. So it will push away those things. It will distract you. Even like you will create external situations that may come up that will distract you from the pain that you are feeling. And your subconscious is creating these situations and putting them into your reality so that you don't have to deal with the pain. And the thing about pain is that you have to feel it to heal it. That's what my therapist always says to me. You have to feel to heal. And the more that you suppress and put it down, the more anxiety, the more depression, the more numbness will come up in your life. That's why we need to look at this pain and these deep, dark parts of ourselves. And we need to be like, why are you this way? What things in your past made you this way? And what do you need? How can I help you? Let's talk about this. Let's talk it out. Let's heal from this. The reason I've been thinking about shame. Hey guys, we just want to take a quick break in this episode to let you know how to make your own podcast, because we know each and every one of you has something important to say that will offer value to the world around us. We use Anchor. It's this sick platform that is free and has creation tools to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or your computer. And now you can add any song from Spotify directly to your podcast. The best part about this is that Anchor automatically distributes your podcast to all platforms like Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and so many more. You can also make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. This makes podcasting way too easy. It's everything you need to make a podcast all in one place. So if you're ready to share your value with the world, which we know you are, download the Anchor app or go to anchor.fm now to get started. Okay, let's get back to it. A lot is because I've been thinking about things that I'm not quite over, I'm not quite healed from. And yes, we can say all day long healing is not linear, but I don't know, it doesn't quite soak in always. And I shame myself for still feeling those feelings that I thought would be gone by now. You know, I know you can relate to this. We all do it. And the thing about shame is that its biggest weapon is secrecy. The more that you don't deal with it, don't acknowledge it, don't bring it up to somebody else outside of you, the more power that shame has. So that is why when we are talking about pain and the really hard things, it is so much better for us in the future to look at it now, to deal with it now, to feel it, to heal it, rather than pressing it away. Because the more it gets pressed away, the more numb we will feel, the more anger and resentment we will feel, the more unconfident we will feel, the more distrust that we will feel in ourselves and in the universe. That is why shadow work is so important. To put it in simple terms, shadow work is looking at your shadow. It is looking at the deepest, darkest parts of yourself and analyzing them and diving into them and getting to know it deeper. And it's not easy and it's really uncomfortable. That's the best word that I could use to describe it. It's just uncomfy. You're like, I don't want to deal with this right now. And sometimes it's not the right time to deal with it. I will give you that, but it can't be pushed away forever. If never is the right time, you need to kind of reevaluate and be like, okay, how can I chunk this down and start chipping away at this shadow part of myself? And truly making friends with it. It's not about getting rid of that shadow part of yourself, those deep, dark parts of yourself. It's about understanding those parts of yourself and wanting to know it deeper and feeling those feelings that that part of yourself needs to feel. So I hope I explained it well, but that is what shadow work is. Now let's talk about the how. How do we do shadow work? There is the obvious and expensive answer, which is therapy. A lot of therapy is what I would call shadow work, and you're having another person help you through it. You can also do this with a healer, someone who does somatic therapy, or someone who does spiritual coaching. Other people and mentors and coaches and therapists can walk you through shadow work and be there with you, and that is so important and so crucial, but it is not accessible for everyone because that shit's expensive. That's just expensive. And I'm not saying that you can't manifest that abundance and that wealth. Yes, you fucking can. But I want all of us to be able to access these parts of ourselves. And I do believe that you can do it on your own. I do think that it is a little bit more difficult to commit and to hold yourself accountable when you're not going to someone. But with that being said, it is possible and it is important, because the deepest work that I've ever done has been the solo work that I've done. The work that has intuitively come up for me. The shadow self that has intuitively come up and look me in the face and be like, hey, we need to talk right now. And those solo moments are some of the deepest healing work that I have ever done. So how do we do healing work? I would say that like writing is really important. So journaling out different shadow work journal prompts is so fucking helpful, because when you write, oh my gosh, it is that stream of consciousness. You can really tap into your subconscious by just writing and writing and writing and writing and not thinking, and you will see your subconscious staring back at you when you reread that page, if you want to reread it. Sometimes I don't even read my journal entries. I just write it out and then I think about it or talk out loud about it or something like that. When we write, we are allowing ourselves to tap into our subconscious. So I think the number one way, in my personal opinion, to do this shadow work without a therapist or a healer or a mentor or a coach is through journaling. And the deepest work that I feel like I have done, yes, I've had help with it, but when I go back and I am by myself and I'm doing that solo reflection, that solo shadow work, that is where the change happens. And that is where the shift happens. It's those moments where I went to therapy maybe earlier in the week and earlier in the day, and I'm still processing everything that happened. And I go to my favorite spot in nature and I'm journaling, and I just feel this wave of realization and understanding of that shadow self and where she came from and what she needs. And I'll just feel that overwhelming feeling of emotion. It'll usually be sadness or tears or grief. And that is where the healing is done, is in the feeling of the emotions. Something I really wanted to do, a big part of my practice where I really feel like I can get insight from the universe, is with oracle cards or tarot cards. So I am going to pick a card for us from my goddess oracle deck. I fucking love these cards. They were actually my first oracle set I ever got. I got them before tarot, before any of my other oracle decks. Now I have like 8 or 10 because I truly love them. And I really feel like, for me, that connects me to source and connects me to my guides. So I'll post a photo if you guys want to see these, because they're honestly really amazing. Basically, this deck has like all goddesses from different like religions and countries and beliefs. So I'm going to ask the cards and the goddesses, who can we call upon to help us when we are doing this deep, hard, messy, confusing, uncomfortable shadow work? Wait, I don't know why this is the card that keeps coming up. I'll post like the full thing on the Instagram story later, but this is Ostara and she's the goddess of fertility. I don't know. That makes me nervous. I'm like, am I pregnant? No, I'm not. Okay, like she fell out and then I put her back in because I was like, I don't think it's you. And then she fell out again. And then I put her back in and then I opened the cards up and she was at the top. So obviously she needs to be here. So if you need to call upon Ostara, it is the perfect time for you to start a new project, new ideas, and give birth to new conditions. That's what she says. So maybe we can call upon Ostara. I'm trying to think, like, where does this relate to like the birthing and the fertility of new things and new beginnings? And I think it's because what's coming to me and what's downloading to me is that in these moments of uncovering, there is always a rebirth. There is always a renewal. There was always a new beginning, because when you clear out those old things that are no longer serving you, you are creating room for the new to manifest. You are creating room and space and ability for the things that you want and the things that are in alignment with your highest timeline to step into your space, to show themselves to you. And I feel like that may be the fear that a lot of us have of uncovering these things, is the fear of change, the fear of not wanting to look at ourselves, not only because it's painful and difficult, yes, one, but also because, oh my God, guys, but also because we're fearing that change and fearing that transformation. And it's almost like we feel not deserving of the new. we don't feel deserving of the rebirth and the reability to discover and to know ourselves deeper. That's definitely what I'm getting. And if that resonates with you at all, just know that you are so fucking deserving. And all it takes is practice. Doing the shadow work, it takes practice. It takes, honestly, commitment. It takes showing up for yourself. And for me, it's the motivation behind it, my intention behind it. My intention is to transform and be reborn from this pain and to grow and to know myself and love myself deeper and gain that confidence in myself. And I know that feeling because I've been there, and you'll feel it too. Once you're there, you're like, okay, this is motivation enough to work on myself, because I know the feeling that I get when I have just uncovered a really hard thing and realized a new truth about myself and am able to come up with a game plan to work towards giving myself the needs that I need, you know? It is an amazing feeling, and that in itself is motivation enough. It's okay if you're scared for the transformation and for the change. It's really fucking scary, but it's so much better on the other side. I fucking promise, because I've been there. And I even cried about something today that I'm healing from, and my boyfriend looked at me and he's like, Kayla, like, look at this new life you've created from that, because you let that thing go, because you healed from that. And it's okay that you're not healed from it anymore. That's okay. But look at all the amazing connections you brought into your life. Look at the amazing podcast and community that you've created. And I was like, damn, I needed that fucking reminder. Thank you, babe. Because I did need that reminder. And on the other side, even though it's fucking scary, it's so fucking worth it. So why am I talking about shadow work? I made something for you guys. I'm so excited. I made a 30-day shadow work ebook, and this is going to talk about how we do shadow work, how we commit to shadow work, and it has 30 prompts so you can dive in. And I have carefully designed, collected, downloaded, and created these prompts to allow you to dive into the deepest parts of yourself. Some of them are harder than others. Some of them look forward into our future. Others look back in our past and have us look at the hard things that we've been through. And these journal prompts are here to guide you. And it's literally only $4.44. I don't want to sound too salesy, because I only want you to get it if you really want to get it. One, it's really great because then you're supporting me and supporting what I'm doing, which is fucking awesome. But most importantly, it's about you, and it's about diving into you. And I created this. I've been working on this for about like a month and a half now. You can check that out either on the download description on the podcast, whatever platform you're listening on, or over on the Instagram. I'll be sharing more stuff over there about the 30-day shadow work journal challenge. And yes, you can go at your own pace, but if you really want to dive in, I would recommend doing the full 30 days, but also listen to your intuition and allow things to come up as you need. You don't have to go in order. You can go in order. Do this however the fuck you want. So many people ask me, what do I write about when I journal? How do I do shadow work? And I was like, you know what? I'm just going to create something that's going to be affordable and accessible for everybody. And that's what I did. So I paired up with my graphic designer and we did the damn thing. And I'm really proud of it. So go check it out. Thank you so much for listening to this episode, guys. You are inherently fucking worthy, and you are brave enough to look at the deepest, darkest parts of yourself. I'm so grateful for you guys. You can follow me at Sundays KK. The podcast is at Skinny Dipping Diaries. Make sure to subscribe, leave a rating, leave a review, share with someone who needs to hear this. Share this with somebody that you love that needs to know what shadow work is. Thank you guys so much. Have a beautiful fucking day. And just to update you on the podcast, I'll be back in literally like 2 weeks with some amazing guests. And then I'm doing a 4-week series on spirituality. And I'm so excited because I have so much to talk about my spiritual journey and how I started. And that's going to be all in July. So get ready. I'm so excited. I'm just taking a little break so that I can recharge and honestly keep learning for you guys. Like, I really love to learn, discern information, listen to my intuition, and then share. So I really need this time to kind of dive into some books and dive into my practice and, yeah, really just continue to learn and stay curious. So you guys continue to do the same. Go check out that shadow work ebook. Love you guys so much. Peace. Warmer, sunnier days are calling, so fuel up with them with Factor's no prep, no mess meals. If you are like me, sometimes you can forget to feed yourself when you're super busy, and that's why I love Factor. Factor's fresh, never frozen meals are dietitian approved and ready to eat in just 2 minutes. So no matter how busy you are, you'll always have time to enjoy nutritious and great tasting meals. With 35 different meals and more than 60 add-ons to choose from every week, you'll always have new flavors to explore, and you can have as little or as much as you want every single week. And if this interests you at all, I'm going to give you guys 50% off only for Skinny Dipping listeners. So head to factormeals.com/skinny50 and use code skinny50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next month. Win-win. That's code skinny50 at factormeals.com/skinny50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next month while your subscription is active. Go check it out. It'll make your life so effortless and nutritious.
As the weather is getting warmer, it's time to say goodbye to jackets and sweaters and hello to shorts and tees. I've wanted to update my wardrobe for the long haul, and I don't want to spend a fortune. I'm constantly wearing the 100% washable silk slip dress, and people ask me all the time where I got it from. I've also now got a lineup of timeless pieces that keep me looking on trend year after year. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes, which you know is so important to me when it comes to clothing brands. Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/skinny dipping for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/skinny dipping to get free shipping and 365-day returns. Quince.com/skinny dipping.